From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says an American airstrike that killed up to 10 Iraqi security forces appears to have been a mistake that involved both sides. Carter said he called Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on Saturday to express his condolences. He said the two men agreed the regrettable incident would be investigated.
These things happen in war, and he and I both expressed regret over the incident and also determination to continue the campaign to expel ISIL from Iraqi territory.
Iraq's defense minister said that his air forces were grounded by bad weather, but that coalition planes were supporting Iraqi ground troops near the city of Fallujah. Carter said a missile fired by a warplane hit Iraqi security forces. The city is under the control of the Islamic State. The U.S. military said that targeting information for the airstrike came from Iraqi security forces on the ground near Fallujah. A new peace plan for Syria is meeting with mixed reaction one day after the U.N. Security Council unanimously approved it. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said the resolution is a step toward resolving the Syrian civil war. However, he cautioned that it does not protect the Syrian people. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that his country is ready to step up its military involvement in Syria if necessary. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Friday that the diplomatic agreement was a milestone and should move forward quickly in the new year. This is VOA News.